Guest for today's episode is Noel Hernandez Gonzalez, talking about his experience of co-translating Simpatia, a Spanish novel which has been longlisted for International Booker 2024. Noel Hernandez Gonzalez is originally from Tenerife and has lived in the UK for the last 19 years. He has a degree in telecommunication engineering from the University of Las Palmas de Gran Canaria, a postgraduate diploma in journalism from the London School of Journalism, and an MA in literary translation from the University of East Anglia. He has co-translated with Daniel Hahn two novels by Rodrigo Blanco Calderon, The Night and Simpatia. Both novels are published by Seven Stories Press, an independent publishing house based in the United States. Welcome to Harshniyam Podcast, Noel. Thank you for accepting the invitation.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah. You have a master's degree in translation from the University of East Anglia. How far do you think it helped you in becoming a full-fledged translator?
So the master's, I wouldn't be a translator today if I hadn't done the MA. Before studying the MA, I didn't know very well what to expect, or even if I wanted to become a translator. It wasn't until I started that I realized how much I enjoy it. The history of translation, the theory, the process. My academic background isn't in the arts or in literature, and becoming a translator was never something I had planned or thought about when I was younger. In fact, I would say that learning language is not something that comes easy to me either. But what I've always liked or enjoy is reading and writing. So I thought doing this MA would be something I would like, and it was indeed. So I think the master's gave me a solid foundation. And also I met people who eventually helped me to become a translator. One of the most valuable things of the MA were the workshops where we work on our translations, get feedback to each other, and be given feedback by your tutor, discuss problems, and arrive to solutions. So that really prepares you for the real challenges that you will face when translating a novel, I think. And another important event in my training to be a translator was the BCLT Summer School, which is organized by the British Center for Literary Translation and also takes place in the University of East Anglia here in Norwich. This is a long week event with workshops and lectures, discussions with people from all over the world comes. And I did that for 2 years, and it was there that I met Daniel Hahn, who has been the co-translator of the two novels I have translated.
This book that is long-listed is Simpatia. Author of the novel Simpatia is Rodrigo Blanco Calderon. Could you please tell us a bit about him and his other works?
So Blanco Calderon is a writer from Caracas, Venezuela, although he lives in Spain now. He's been living there for a while. And he's also an editor and university lecturer. He's written two novels, The Night and Simpatia, and a couple of short story collections. And his work has been translated into several languages, including French, Polish, English, I meant. He won the Mario Vargas Llosa Bienal Prize in 2019, which is a quite important prize, with The Night, and among other awards. And he was also invited to be part of Bogota 39 in 2007. Which is a group that brings together the best Latin American writers under the age of 39. And about his style or his prose is quite precise, I would say, very sophisticated. Everything tends to be multi-layer. There is a lot of intertextuality, references to other books and also popular culture as well, whether that is films or songs. He also tends to write literature that talks about literature, stories whose characters are either writers or readers or translators, as in the last novel, Sympatia. What I really like about him as well is the humor, which is not always explicit, but you can feel that there is always an undercurrent there of humor.
Now, this book, how did you get into your hands for translation?
Well, I will start talking about The Night, his previous novel, because that is how he started to translate Blanco Calderón. And Daniel Han, the other translator, he was offered the job of translating The Night by Seven Stories Press. And he said yes, he would be happy to, but he wanted to have me as a co-translator. He knew that I was very interested in that novel. I was very interested in Blanco Calderón. In fact, I came across Blanco Calderón while doing my MA, and I used The Night for my dissertation. So yes, so I have been aware of the novel for a very long time, and I'm trying to get it translated. So Danny, being very generous and being always trying to champion and promote new translators, got in touch with me and say if I wanted to, and I say yes, of course. So that's how we got together to translate The Night. And yeah, after that, couple of years passed, and Rodrigo wrote his second novel, Sympatia, and we were offered the job of translating his second novel by Seven Stories Press again. They were really happy with our translation, and they wanted to repeat the exercise.
Now, please tell us the historical backdrop of this novel, Sympatia.
So Sympatia takes place in contemporary Caracas, the capital of Venezuela, which is a country going through an ongoing socioeconomic and political crisis, which began around 2010 when Hugo Chavez was in power and had wars under the presidency of Nicolas Maduro. Venezuela is now facing a humanitarian emergency where a high proportion of the population can access healthcare or even food. On top of that, in Venezuela, dissidents are harassed, persecuted, silenced by those in power. And that's not just me or Blanco Calderón saying, that's from Human Rights Watch. So you could say that there is a civil war happening in all but name. And that's one of Blanco Calderón's recurrent comments in his books as well, to complain that the tragedy of Venezuela tends to be underplayed by the international community and even by the Venezuelan people themselves. You don't say you are living in a dictatorship because it would sound silly, but it is what is happening. So you have a country where more than 7 million people have left as a consequence of the crisis. And the novel Sympatia looks at the people who are left behind.
Now, please introduce the characters of the novel.
The main character is called Ulises Khan. He runs a film appreciation workshop, and you start the novel reading how he talks about the day when his wife Paulina texts him to say that she was leaving the country. She was leaving the country and she was leaving him. So it's not just his So it's not just his wife, but all his friends have left the country. Everyone who can leaves, and they have the ugly habit of leaving behind the pets, the dogs, before setting off. Ulises doesn't seem to care much about his wife leaving him, so he's now determined to adopt a dog and track down an old flame who's called Nadine. So we learn about his father-in-law, Martin, who is a retired general who used to hang out with Chavez and who's also obsessed with films. So his dogs are called Michael, Sonny, and Fredo, which is one of the multiple references to The Godfather in the book.
Okay.
Ulises looks up to Martin. He's the father he never had. They're both orphans, right? And then the story gets moving when we discover that Martin has left the apartment that Ulises and Paulina used to share, not to his daughter, but to his son-in-law. He left the apartment in his will. Now, there is a condition there. For him to get the apartment, he must create a dog shelter in Martin's family house. And he has a deadline to do so. So that's where the story gets going and where the problems start to happen. So Ulises finds Nadine and they become lovers. They work together to set up that dog shelter I was mentioning, and they find multiple obstacles in the way. I like to mention The Godfather again because at some point Ulises says that the Coppola's film is really about the family and the mafia is just an excuse, right? And I would say that Sympatia does the opposite. It focuses on literal families, on being an orphan, identity, all that at a personal level, as a metaphor for something bigger, as a metaphor for being abandoned by those in power, for not recognizing your own country anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you, actually. Is there any metaphorical significance to leaving dogs behind? You answered it, actually. Yeah.
Yes, well, yeah, I think the metaphors are quite clear there with the abandoned dogs and the orphanhood and the family, how that can be applied to a much bigger level as well.
This you have co-translated The Night and Sympatia. What was the workflow like? How did you divide the work and how did you proceed in translation?
The way we have done it with these two books is I would do a whole draft of the book. I would work on that for a couple of months, get that draft ready, send it to Daniel Hahn. He will have his go at it. He will make edits, he will highlight problems, or he will go to things that I left because I couldn't. I just added some comments here with proposed solutions maybe. And he would come back with comments. And then after that is back and forth. So when he will propose something, I will propose something else. And when we agree on a solution, that's what we take. So after exchanging the manuscript back and forth several times, we tend to end with a list of questions for the writer, for Branco Calderon. We try to keep that short, send him many questions, and it comes to the point where we want to double check that our interpretation of something is correct, or it might be the case that we really don't know what he means by that and we want clarification. We're lucky that Blanco Calderon is really helpful and he's really insightful and he always happy to be approached and to have a say in the translation process as well.
When you send it to Danny, does he refer to the original too or he works on only the English draft part of it?
He refers to the original one when he sees that something, when he detect a problem, he refers to the original one. I would say that we refer to the original one, yes, until the very end. All the way, I would say we always keep referring to the original, even when it goes to the editor and comes back with suggestions. We will always look at the text in Spanish as well to see if that is really what we need to be doing.
From your side personally, in these two books, Night and the Sympathia, personally, how different is the experience of translating these two books?
So from a personal point of view, it was very different. By the time I got to translate The Night, I was really familiar with the text. I had read it a few times, translated whole chapters during my MA. And as I said earlier, I even used it for my dissertation. So, and then it was the whole thing of doing it at a professional level for the first time. So having a contract, the pressure of meeting expectations, no one wanted to let anyone down. And with Sympathia, I had read the novel once only and grew it in a reader's report, which I shared with the publisher. And then I forgot about it until we got the call to translate this novel. So yeah, the second time around, I was more familiar with the process and more confident, which was great. And from a technical level, there were differences too. For a start, The Night is almost twice as long as Sympathia. And then there are a lot of word puzzles, from palindromes to anagrams and everything in between. So that was quite challenging to translate, but also great fun as well. Whereas Sympathia reads more like a traditional, straightforward novel, I would say.
Now, before we end the session, can you read a paragraph or two from the book, Sympathia?
I will read the first page. That's all right, because the paragraphs are quite short. On the day his wife left the country, Ulysses Kahn decided to get himself a dog. When he saw everything from the merciless vantage point that a marriage brings when it ends, it made sense. Before they married, he didn't want children. Paulina had replied that she was allergic to dogs. Martin, his father-in-law, in the first conversation they had shortly after the honeymoon, informed him that no, his daughter was not allergic to dogs, or dust, or anything. If anything, allergic to joy, like her mother, God rest her soul. Then he let out a loud guffaw. Ulysses wanted to love too, but the old man had such a coughing fit, Ulysses thought he was dying. It's true, it is possible to live without dogs, but there is really no need, Martin said when he had finally caught his breath.
Thank you, Noel. Thank you for your time, and I wish you the very best for the competition to both of you, Denny and you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.